Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain and snow showers likely today, staying cloudy with our high nearing 37. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 7. Staying partly sunny throughout Tuesday, much cooler with our high nearing 18, and staying cloudy with a low around 7 throughout Tuesday night. Snow showers possible on Wednesday, staying cloudy with a high of 19, and snow showers possible Wednesday night with a low around 8 below. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to legislative session 2023, lawmakers in Topeka are already trying to finalize some of their bills to be able to present them at the first part of the session become January. One of them, obviously, is the medical marijuana bill that has gained a lot of attention as the Special Committee on Medical Marijuana did their last bit of meetings last week to finalize some of the details of the bill that will be presented in both the State Senate and the House of Representatives. As State Senator Jim Olson, the committee chair, says that they are going through a lot of changes right now, and the real hurdle is getting the bill through the Senate. They say the bill is roughly 85% complete, but about that last 15% are extremely important issues within the bill. The House of Representatives last year did pass the medical marijuana bill, but it fell short in the Senate, and if any changes are made, it will need to be represented in the House. In other news, some state legislators here in Kansas are also getting behind a national bill that would raise the national minimum salary for public school teachers to $60,000 across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gather. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
The U.S. Department of Justice has officially indicted a Topeka man for child sex crimes in the community. As WIBW reports, that 20-year-old Andrew Greaves was indicted on 3 counts of producing child pornography, 1 count of distribution, 1 count of receipt, 1 count of possession, and 2 counts of committing a sex offense as a registered offender. According to the court reports, the individual was captured and found after an investigation by Project Safe Childhood and was brought to the attention to the Department of Justice. The investigation on the case is still ongoing. In other news, officials in Shawnee County are reminding residents in the community of the upcoming deadline for their first half of their property taxes. As WIBW reports that the deadline is coming up on Tuesday, December 20th, where the taxes are required to be either mailed, Dropboxed, online, or in person by the end of the day. As they remind individuals that if it's not paid on time, they would be getting an interest charge. For more information, residents can go to the website at ican.ks.gov. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. For those that may have been stuck in with some of the extreme weather from the end of last week, the city of Chadron has given their residents until today to pay their utility bills, as city officials say that will allow individuals to avoid braving the streets to make the payments to avoid a late penalty. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports that customers have until 5 p.m. today in order to pay, or you can call the city utilities office at 308-432-0505. The announcement came after the extreme winter weather and the intense snow that fell at the end of the week. In other news, 51-year-old Melissa Gransky has been convicted of willful failure to collect or pay employment taxes to the IRS. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that she has been sentenced to 5 years probation, 10 weekends of intermittent confinement, and $58,000 in restitution, along with a $100 special assessment fee. The investigation began in October of 2017 when the IRS officers noticed that she had unpaid tax debt for failing to pay payroll taxes. Mid-America Network News.
Medicare fraud hurts us all. When thieves steal from Medicare, there's less money for the health care you really need. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against health care fraud. If you have questions about potential fraud and abuse, call 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Democratic Committee met Thursday and nominated Ruth Martin to fill the unexpired term of Martha Rush, who's retiring as Register of Deeds. Martin has served as Deputy Register and worked in the Marshall County office these past several years. She will assume the remainder of the term through 2024 if approved by the governor. Public Works Administrator presented Marshall County Commissioners with a public notice of a proposed vacation of a county road in Bigelow Township. That is scheduled Monday, December 27th at 9 a.m. Public Works has been working with Temps Disposal in regards to a change in the way the county does recycling. Currently, Marysville, Axtell, Frankfort, and Valley Heights own their own recycling trailers that are being pulled and disposed of by the county recycling coordinator. Some of the trailers are not in the best of shape, and the entities are having issues insuring them. Temps will buy 4 recycling trailers to put at the locations, making recycling available 24/7, and the county will pay a monthly rental fee and will pay for each time the trailer is dumped. This will eliminate the Saturday morning recycling drop-off. Commissioners agreed to move forward with the plan. Washington County commissioners discussed miscommunication about ambulance services being shut down if they go countywide. A decision as to how to move forward has not been finalized. It was suggested a board be established to recommend an oversight person for the 4 ambulance services. Funding and staffing remain to be decided. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed a request to list phone numbers and or emails on the county website for planning and zoning members. There had been some constituents who tried to find the numbers and were unable. A motion to that effect died for lack of a second after board members noted they had no negative feedback currently, and the chair does a good job being point of contact. Another similar motion failed 2-5. Planning and zoning postponed a meeting on solar regulations until January to review a request by the public present at the planning meeting and hearing held December 6th. 2 drivers at the GP plant north of Blue Rapids got into an altercation Friday, resulting in arrest of the pair and a lockdown at the plant. A man and woman reportedly were involved near the front gate, and authorities had received a call that the woman was coming from Marysville with a shotgun, which she apparently pointed at the man. They were arrested, and charges have not been filed as yet. The 2 were not associated with the Georgia Pacific plant, which was locked down for safety of employees who gathered at a safe area until authorities arrived. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office took a report of theft by deception. An unknown person posing as an individual's granddaughter requested payment of several $1,000s in cash for bond money. It was determined this was a scam and involved a man and woman posing as a granddaughter and her attorney.
1,000 barrels of oil released from a pipeline break in Washington County has been recovered, with some 400 response team personnel now on site. A unified command team, including TC Energy, the EPA, and Kansas Department of Health and Environment, continue efforts to recover, clean up, and investigate the situation. Sabotage has been ruled out, and there is no timeline established as to completion or restart. 14 landowners are being compensated, among those directly affected, and indirectly for use of property to allow for access and cleanup. Drinking water has not been compromised, and there have been no problems with air quality. 4 miles of Mill Creek were reportedly affected from the pipeline leak, which occurred December 8th. A Wetmore man was killed and a passenger injured in a fatality accident Friday afternoon in Lyon County. 79-year-old Wayne Sigenhagen lost control on I-335 and his vehicle rolled several times, with the driver dead at the scene, and a passenger, 76-year-old Anna Sigenhagen, injured in the accident. She was transported to Topeka Hospital with serious injuries. Again, the fatality, Wayne Sigenhagen, the injury, Anna Sigenhagen of Wetmore.
Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds Tuesday, December 20th, is deadline for payment of 2022 first half property taxes, which may be paid in person at the treasurer's office, at most local banks, by mail, or online at marshallcoks.org. Taxpayers reminded to include their payment stubs. Tuesday, December 20th deadline for property tax payments. Marvin E. Red Aiden, age 94, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Monday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior St. John Lutheran Cemetery, rural Wymore, with the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Red Aiden. Richard A. Johnson, age 74, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial at a later date. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Richard Johnson. Ernest F. McKeever, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Beatrice. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Ernest McKeever. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Private burial. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Conrad Stewart. Henry W. Kuhlman, age 93, of Lynn, passed away December 11th. Private memorial services will be held at a later date with an E.L. Swenson Rook Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Henry Kuhlman. Dr. Richard E. Bramlage, age 74, passed away December 15th. Funeral arrangements pending with Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Dr. Richard Bramlage. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Polish sausage, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, green beans, and apricots. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, cornbread, winter blend, and cherries. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying much cooler throughout this week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. There will be a few chances for some precipitation, a chance for some rain and snow showers today, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid 20s and lower 40s. Cooling down quickly overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Cooler on Tuesday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. And mostly cloudy over Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Another slight chance for some snow on Wednesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-teens and mid-20s. And snow showers become likely over Wednesday night with our lows in the negative teens. Northeast winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Snow showers possible throughout the day on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs just above and below zero. North winds still between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. And some sunshine on Friday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42, record high on this date, 67. The average low, 22, and the record low, 13, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:42. Sunset this evening at 5:07. Bit of accumulating snow this morning. Not a lot of measurable snow, but to stick into the ground at that. And with a cloudy overcast, that's our check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 19th of December. KNDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as all of last year's Christmas ornaments are 75% off. Shop Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The Raiders' wacky win and an historic performance by Joe Burrow. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Raiders got an early Christmas present, courtesy of the Patriots on Sunday. Tied at 24 on the game's last play.
Jacoby Myers, who circles and laterals it, and it's intercepted by the Raiders. Going the other way, down the sideline at the 20-yard line, to the 10-yard line.
Mark Kestisher, ESPN Radio, with the call. The play was ruled a fumble recovery for the Raiders, giving them a 30-24 win. In Tampa, Joe Burrow and Tom Brady did battle for the first time.
They fake it to Mixon. Burrow throws.
Baby.
Caught. Wilcox to the five, to the goal line. In his hometown, Mitchell Wilcox.
Our thanks to 700 WLW. Burrow becomes the first player in NFL history to throw for 75 touchdowns and rush for 10 in his first 40 games. Bengals come back from a 17-zip first-half deficit to overhaul the Bucs 34-17. Continuing with the NFL, the Titans and the Chargers went down to the wire in Inglewood.
Kick is up and it is good! Oh, Cameron Dicker!
Alt 98.7 with the call. The 52-yard drive engineered by Justin Herbert ended with that tie-breaking field goal. The Chargers send the Titans back home, losers 17-14, the final. An NFC East showdown on Sunday Night Football, the Giants at Washington.
Barkley in the Wildcat, keeps it, runs left, into the end zone, touchdown Giants!
The call on WFAN, Barkley finding pay dirt for New York's only offensive touchdown of the night. After a clutch goal line stand, the Giants would stop Washington's push for a late touchdown and came away with a 20-12 win, ending a four-game winless streak. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, the reigning MVP, Nikola Ain't No Jokic, put up the best performance of his career, a 47-point, 27-rebound, 10-assist triple-double as the Nuggets edged the Hornets 119-115. This is Rich Cantu, ABC's
Monday Night Basketball, Hanover hosting Diller O'Dell live on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfurt is home to Blue Valley.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Monday, December the 19th. Well, we know the weather has been very interesting here of late. Chip Redman with Kansas State University talks about the weather of last week.
So we kind of started out cool, and then we gradually warmed up, and we had a ton of moisture that was out ahead of this impactful storm system. And as a result, we had lots of cloud cover, not huge temperature swings, but just cool enough to make it feel like late fall and early winter. And it definitely felt like that with fog around most mornings. And then when that fog lifted, we still kept the stratus deck and didn't really see the sun for about 3 or 4 days. We had a beautiful morning. What was that? It was Sunday morning. This rime ice was everywhere across northern Kansas. Everything was white. The temperatures were below freezing, but we had fog still. So just beautiful weather on Saturday when the fog finally lifted. And then we brought in that strong cold front on Monday. It dropped temperatures after a brief warm-up just ahead of it. Dropped temperatures and brought some very much-needed moisture.
And that did result in some snow in some areas.
Yeah, parts of northwest Kansas got some snow. And honestly, it's hard to tell how much snow they got because they had so much wind associated with it. But the main corridor snow went north into Nebraska. And most of Kansas got a drink, except the far west Kansas along that Colorado border. They, once again, missed out. But for central and eastern Kansas, they did well with half inch to over an inch in some places and even thunderstorms. I'll tell you, we don't talk about thunderstorms very often in December in Kansas. We just don't see a whole lot of that. We look at observations over the last 30 years, only about 20 days have reported lightning in December.
And let's look at your ag news on this Monday, December the 19th.
Over the course of the last several decades, armadillo populations in Kansas have greatly increased. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett with K-State Research and Extension. K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts has observed these changes firsthand.
I grew up in southeast Kansas in Labette County, about 18 miles from Oklahoma. And during my lifetime, I saw armadillos go from just having a few reports here and there to becoming relatively abundant. When I was in junior high and even probably before junior high in the 90s, I remember going to Oklahoma to do our back to school shopping. It was always a treat at that time to see dead armadillos on the side of the road because I was interested in wildlife, and that's really the only time I saw them. By the time I graduated high school in the late 90s, we started seeing armadillos hit on the road in that southern tier of counties in Kansas. And then by the time I graduated college in the early 2000s, I remember seeing them all the time and feeling like we were almost overrun with them.
Ricketts goes on to explain that while disease is a risk with armadillos, there's little to fear when animals are properly handled.
Armadillos are a known carrier of leprosy. This is, you know, from biblical times, a really scary disease, right? But it is 100% curable with a three-drug cocktail. But the likelihood of leprosy being transmitted from an armadillo to a human is really, really low. Direct contact is the most likely way that it could be transmitted. And the main thing to remember is if you have to handle an armadillo because you trap one or something like that, then use normal hygienic procedures like wearing gloves while you're handling it, washing your hands once you're done, and those sorts of things. So we shouldn't fear armadillos because of the fact that they can carry leprosy.
The wildlife expert ends with advice on how to properly handle armadillos when deemed necessary.
If we do need to trap an armadillo, there are a couple of different options. If we're in a rural setting and discharge of firearms is something that's legal and safe, then oftentimes shooting armadillos is the easiest and most humane way to control them. You know, gunshot to the head is a AVMA recommended method of euthanasia. If we're in a town, however, that's usually not legal and it may not be safe. So then we resort to trapping. The challenge with this is that armadillos don't respond very well to the lures and baits that we can put out. So trapping with regular cage traps needs to be assisted by what we would call drift fence. Drift fence is going to be basically a funnel so that an armadillo hits that fence, funnels into the trap, and then they're going to be caught.
Once again, that was K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts sharing insight on Kansas armadillos and how to safely handle them if needed. Once again, I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They have a feeder cattle and hay sale today, and early consignments include 5 black families, 4 to 6 years old, 250-pound black calves, 5 black bred cows, 4 to 6 years, bred black, 15 Holstein steers, weighing 9 to 9.50. 23 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 5. 7 black steers and heifers, they're weaned and double vaccinated, weighing 550 to 6. 12 black steers and heifers weighing 600 pounds. 18 black steers and heifers weighing 450 to 6. 24 black steers and heifers weighed at 5 to 7. Another 24 at 6 to 8. 47 black and red steers and heifers, 5 to 650 pounds. 12 weighing in at 450 pounds. 9 red bulls, heifers weighing 4 to 450. 9 black bulls with heifers 4 to 5. 65 black steers and heifers weighing 550 to 650. 17 black steers weighing 750 to 8. 15 black steers, yearlings, 900 pounds. 47 black heifers, yearlings, 850 to 875. 33 black and red steers and heifers weighing 8 to 850. 26 black and red steers, they're weighing in at 650 to 7. 40 black and red steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 60 black and red steers and heifers, weighing 550 to 650. 22 black and red steers and heifers, weighing 450 to 5. 43 red Angus steers and heifers, 5 to 650. 17 red Angus steers and heifers, 550 to 650. 60 red Angus steers and heifers, 6 to 7.25. 20 black and red steers and heifers, weighing 5 to 6. 17 red Angus, Charley Cross steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 17 black and red heifers weighing 650 to 7. 15 black and white face, red and white face heifers, they're weighing in at 6 to 675. Those are early consignment listings for the sale today, a feeder cattle and hay sale at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
December's halcyon days are said to occur about this time of year. We will share a few reflections on the value of peace and stillness on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone in your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 19th, the 353rd day of the year. Actor Jake Gyllenhaal has a birthday, and Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol was first published on this date in 1843. About this time of year, a few days before or after the solstice, a period of relative quiet and stillness often descends. It's known as the halcyon days of December. But it's not just about the weather. We prefer to think of it as a state of mind. It's the perfect opportunity to reflect on the season, review the year gone by, and envision our hopes for the year to come. So enjoy December's halcyon days in your own way. Allowing yourself some peace and stillness can only leave you refreshed and invigorated for the festivities still to come. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. Got a little snow, some sticking to the sidewalks and such, so be careful out there this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a nail-biter to the end, but it was an overtime victory for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday as they took on the Houston Texans, winning 30-24 in overtime.
He's got a first and 10. McKinnon, Brown a block, and a block will open up the door. The game is over. Touchdown run, McKinnon. The Chiefs have won.
It was that 30-yard rush by McKinnon that put the Kansas City Chiefs over the top, putting them at 11-3 for the overall season. The Houston Texans are still at the bottom of the AFC South, sitting now 1-12 overall. The Kansas City Chiefs have 3 games left of the regular season. They're now headed back home with a game on Christmas Eve with kickoff at noon at home against the Seattle Seahawks. After that, it's the 2 big rivalries of the season against the Denver Broncos on New Year's Day, followed by their final game of the season on the road at Las Vegas against the Raiders. The Chiefs are still number 1 in the AFC West with the Raiders at number 3, the Broncos number 4 with a record of 4-10.
Monday Night Basketball, Hanover hosting Diller O'Dell live on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort is home to Blue Valley. Do you need health insurance?
NECAP, Inc. can help. Their certified navigator can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Open enrollment runs through January 15th. Don't wait. Call Michaela Kluck at 785-742-2222, extension 170, or go online at kansascares.org to make your appointment today. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15th. NECAP, Inc. can help you enroll. Call Michaela at 785-742-2222, extension 170 today.
KNDY.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fit in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out. Like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get